Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Staff at San Francisco's libraries don't feel safe, and they're asking the city to step in and provide security guards. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, why do they say security guards are needed?
Well, this is sort of a long-running story, and it's not just in San Francisco. It's in about just about every place where you have that meeting up of libraries and the inner city downtown with all of the adjacent problems that come with it. But in San Francisco, yes, there are concerns by the librarians about safety, you know, and it has gone back over the years. As the homeless population increased, so did the use of libraries as sort of daycare centers or, you know, stop all places for the homeless, where you can go in there and oftentimes you see them, they're slouched or sitting over. Most of them are very quiet and stuff, just maybe reading or staring off into space. Others, you know, try to get on the computers and boot up some porn, which upsets some parents, and others have sort of mental snaps and drug problems that can be really scary. Now, San Francisco is spending about $8 million for security so far, and they've got security officers in 13 of the 28 branches, but librarians want it expanded. The library says that for the large part, it is a safe place to go. They say that, you know, they had 114 incidents last month. That seems like a lot, but you have to understand that 300,000 people use the library. So it's a small percentage, but if you have an incident and you're there and it's just you, the librarian, whatever problem there is, nobody feels comfortable. And if there's not a security guard around, you feel doubly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. And I remember, like you said, it's a longstanding problem when they were having problems with the bathrooms at the main library there for a long time. This past Sunday evening, I was on BART and we stopped at Civic Center Plaza, and there were a lot of, I'll just say, like zombie-like acting people who were boarding that train, and I was thinking, on a train, I can get up and move around. If you're in a library, you're trapped.
Yeah, and you know, as you were talking about that zombie-like situation, people, is that, you know, in 2017, they started training and handing out Narcan to librarians so that they could handle the overdoses that they were coming across. And that's kind of scary. But, you know, that's more and more of what we're seeing all around the Bay Area, whether you go into a retail store or a civic building. A lot of times it's metal detectors and security guards. Or wherever you go, you're seeing more and more security. It costs, and it takes a toll on us as a society as well. And I bet you would feel a lot better if you'd had armed security guards on that train on BART, right?
Probably.
And they're trying to sell that. So what we're seeing here is that it's spreading all over the place and even is to the library. Now, what's the city going to do? Well, like I said, this costs, and we're going to have to, you know, work something out, because we're going to see demonstrations on this. Librarians are upset. We're going to see more sort of demonstrations like the one planned today by librarians and other city workers in the months to come, because it's also time for renewing the contracts for the city workers. And that's when wages and working conditions come to the table and to the public's attention. And in this case, more and more, not just in San Francisco, but around the Bay Area, security is topping the list of concerns by workers.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.